with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Debbie is now a tropical storm heading north-northeast after hitting the Big Bend area of Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. National Hurricane Center lead meteorologist David Zielinski says because Debbie is a slow-moving storm, they're expecting potentially historic flooding.
Some areas, especially over portions of, say, southeastern Georgia through southern North Carolina, could see as much as 10 to 20 inches of rain, isolated 30 inches. That kind of rainfall is something that does not happen very often, really ever, anywhere. And that's why we're expecting such catastrophic flooding.
Four people have already died as a result of the storm. Inflation has led to price surges at grocery stores, but a new study finds it's also the main motive behind another recent surge, shoplifting.
More than 20% of Americans have admitted to stealing items from stores within the past year or so, according to a new survey from personal finance website LendingTree, which polled 2,000 U.S. consumers between the ages of 18 and 78. Of those who admitted to recent retail theft, roughly 90% of them said that they did so because of inflation and the current economy. Specific reasons included prices becoming otherwise unaffordable, helping make ends meet, and helping to save a few bucks. LendingTree's survey follows a recent report from the Council of Criminal Justice, which found that shoplifting rose 24% in the first 6 months in 2024, even as reports of other crimes have gone down. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A judge on Monday ruled Google's ubiquitous search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation in a seismic decision that could shake up the Internet and hobble one of the world's best-known companies. The Dow was down by over 1,000 points today. This is SRN News. An IVF lawsuit has been dropped.
Two couples who sued an Alabama hospital and in vitro fertilization clinic where their embryos were accidentally destroyed have dropped their wrongful death lawsuit. The case became a flashpoint in the debate over abortion when the Alabama Supreme Court ruled earlier this year that the couples could sue over what justices called the destruction of extrauterine children. The case was dismissed with prejudice, which will bar the couples from pursuing the case in the future. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association held a weekend summit for Spanish-speaking pastors and church leaders in Denver. The bilingual events are intended to foster unity among local leaders and encourage them in their gospel-sharing mission. Ministry officials say it's a pivotal time for evangelical outreach as the Hispanic population continues to grow and gain prominence. This is SRN News. Stocks plunged worldwide today as fears of an economic recession came into play.
Stocks on Wall Street fell the most in nearly 2 years, continuing a global rout in financial markets. The S&P 500 fell 3% Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 1,000 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slid 3.4%. Indexes throughout Asia and Europe fell sharply. Japan's Nikkei plunged 12.4% for its worst day since 1987. Big tech stocks, which have led the market to record after record this year, bore the brunt of the selling. Worries over the economy are front and center after a series of disappointing reports, including a weaker-than-expected jobs report on Friday. Damian Troisi, New York.
Cybersecurity software company CrowdStrike is firing back at Delta Airlines. The companies are arguing over who's to blame for Delta canceling thousands of flights after a global technology outage last month. More details at SRNNews.com.